It is the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike as we continue on this Friday. The Marquette City Commission having a regular meeting coming up on Monday the 10th. So as a result, we have City Manager Bill Vita in this morning for a quick overview of the agenda. Good morning. Welcome back again to the program.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
And meeting coming up 7 o'clock Monday at Commission Chambers, City Hall in Marquette. And looking over the agenda here, it looks quite administrative this time around, with a lot of business to take care of, with a whole bunch of, as you say, consent items and whatnot. But a few things going on, a couple of public hearings at the top, and tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, this time of year is always the, from the old days before the new city charter went into effect, we're in the last month of the city budget. And so it unfortunately has always corresponded with the start of all the construction season and the start of all the big purchases for things like garbage bags we'll need all summer,
all those
tar to pave the streets and things like that. So if you look at the consent agenda, you got a fair mix of things that we just need to make sure that we're making the most of the summer months. And then you're seeing some follow-up from the budget session. We had a few ordinances that the commission expressed an interest in seeing brought forward for things like fee discounts to local groups.
Sure.
We under the charter, when this dialogue had gone on with the Charter Commission, had said we need to rejigger some of the administrative spending thresholds because it's 60 years later and dollars are worth different. They have different impact now than they did then. So there's a few things like that are in there. Mostly it's about trying to get projects done. And so what you see are there are some construction projects we want to get going to start fixing some of our streets. The commission at the last meeting approved reestablishing the aging services or the senior and aging community committee. And so this is the follow-up to that, proposing how many members there should be and what their charge and their mission should be. So it's kind of an interesting mix. You're right. It's a lot of administrative things that we see generally this time every year, but there's still enough things in there where people shouldn't be lulled into a false sense of this isn't a particularly interesting agenda. There are some kickoff and cornerstone activities here that as we go into the future, we don't want anybody to be surprised about.
So as we're looking at it, some of the particular bits here, you know, you've got some reappointments of committees and some outgoing members and thanking people for their time and whatnot. But as you look at some of the action items, what are some of the key things that will be touched on at this meeting?
Well, when you look at the follow-up in particular, it's kicking off a lot of the construction that we normally do, but it's also things like with the new Liberty Way, making sure that we're finding ways to tie Washington and Lincoln intersection in with the new project that's going on there. And people expressed a lot of interest also in wanting to be able to access that site from the linear park, from the bike path in the back.
That, of course, is the project that was just in the news with the groundbreaking with on Washington Street, the former Tasty Bread Bakery property that is going in there now. Liberty Way is the name of that.
Right. And the good news is for things like that, we aren't spending any of the property tax dollars that most of the residents are paying. In a brownfield, you get to kind of tuck away some of the dollars that you might have sent back to the state for other things to make these kind of investments. And so we're following up on that because obviously we want that to tie in and look nice and operate the way the rest of the residents want to see it. But, you know, we've got a few different things in here with presentations. We have 26 boards and committees in the city. Two of them are going to be coming in and telling the commission what they've accomplished during the last year and what they hope to do next year. So for people who are interested in things like the Board of Review or the Marquette Housing Commission, you're going to get a chance to see the chair people who serve on those committees explain to the commission all the good things that they do for the community. And it's always nice when you get that kind of agenda in place, because it's something that really starts showing you the breadth of all the different things that people are doing for the city. Who aren't doing it on payroll, but who are doing it because of their volunteer spirit.